Chapter 9. The Door to Freedom. "The servant!" the stranger cried. "She has returned, as I warned you, and there is now before you one more difficult task. Her master, you must say, is ill. You must let her in with an assured but rather serious look. Do not smile, and I promise you success. Once the girl is inside, close the door and lock it. Then you must quickly kill her, just like you did to the clerk. This will free you of the last danger in your path. After that, you will have the whole night to go through the treasures of the house and to get away safely. Up!" he cried. "Get up, my friend! Your life depends on this. Get up and act!" Markheim steadily regarded his advisor. "Even if I am forced to do evil acts," he said, "there is still one door of freedom open. I do not have to do it. If my life is an ill thing, I can lay it down. Though I do, as you say, choose the wrong path at every small temptation, I can still, by one final decision, change my situation. I love the good in life, but my life is damned to remain empty. But I still have my disgust of evil. And from that, to your bitter disappointment, you shall see that I can draw both energy and bravery to do the right thing." The features of the visitor began to go through a wonderful and lovely change. His face and expression brightened and softened with happiness. But Markheim did not pause to watch or understand the change. He opened the door and went down the stairs very slowly, thinking to himself. He thought about his sad life. He saw it as it was, disgusting and difficult, a scene of defeat. Life, as he thus reviewed it, tempted him no longer. He paused in the passage and looked into the shop where the candle still burned by the dead body. It was surprisingly quiet. Thoughts of the clerk filled his mind as he stood gazing. Then the bell once more broke out into an impatient loud cry. He confronted the servant at the entrance with something like a smile. "You had better go for the police," he said, "for I have killed your master."